Tachanun. It's a tefillah that doesn't get so much respect, but we know that the Zohar teaches it's mamish the highest tefillah that takes our tefillahs up to the highest place in Shemayim. And the Torah writes, Lefi halacha, you're not allowed to talk with your Shmona Esrei in Tachanun. No matter what, they're one link. They're mamish one unit. And we mamish learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. We see throughout the Torah, Moshe's falling on his face in Tachanun before Hashem. What is the essence of this holy tefillah, which we have the school to say twice a day? So I was thinking about it today. I think it all comes down to the word Tachanun, Vayet Chanan. So if you look in the first paragraph of Tachanun that David HaMelech wrote when he was sick, according to the Midrash, when he lost one of his children as an atonement for the sin of Bathsheba, he was mamish broken. And he reclipsed out and called out for Hashem to be so close. But the question is, what is the emotion that is expressed by the word Va'et Chanan? So I think the essence is in Parshat Et Chanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu is praying to go to the land of Eretz Israel. Poor little Isis, we're going to take a little bracha break in just 3 minutes. Just hold on, guys. I have Isis, but it's not the Hashem. So, Moshe Rabbeinu says there, he davened 550 tefillah. And if any of y'all remember, what is Va'et Chanan? It's a lashon of tefillah, but what tefillah does it connote? Rashi is very clear. Anybody remember? It means a matanat chinam, vaychanan, from Lashon of chin. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Hashem, I don't deserve this. It's not that I come with any entitlement. It's just Hashem, I'm asking, I'm begging you for a favor. Please Hashem, let me come to the land of Israel. Let me be so close to you, Va'et Chanan, Lashon Matanat Chinam. So in other words, the essence of Va'et Chanan of Tachanun is this feeling of lack of entitlement, of not feeling like everything comes to me, not feeling like I deserve health, I deserve wealth, I deserve kavod, but I just don't deserve anything, it's all a gift. And if you ask me, this is the essence of chen, which is from the same root of chet and nun. And we know the master of chen is Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik, originally his brothers, he didn't find chen in their eyes. They didn't like him very much. Because it was all about him. There was a lot of ego. There was a lot of entitlement. But then later, Yosef becomes a master of chen. Everybody loves him. They can't get enough of him. Because when they say, Yosef, you're an amazing dream interpreter, what does he say? Bil Adai, it's not me. It ain't me, babe, it ain't me. No, it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because when you try to make yourself the big deal, people don't want any part of you. When you fill your cup with Hashem, you bittle yourself to Hashem, and everyone wants more and more of you. So that's chen, it's a lack of entitlement, the lack of ego. Making space in your cup for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Goodbye. It's not thinking of yourself first, but pouring first for your friend. giving ices to your friend and to your rabbi who might not have anything. Oh, God.
We can wrap it. You want to take a bracha break? Bracha break, and then we'll continue? Or, because it'll melt if we wait till the end. It's just one meditation for tonight. We know in this week's parsha, it's no coincidence that Tu B'Shvat's coming, because it's the time to mamish connect to food. It's when the manna falls. And what does the Torah say? It says, not by bread alone does man live, but by that which comes from the breath of the Lord. Because food is really just Hashem breathing and kissing us and showing how much He loves us. So when we say the bracha of Shakol together, Shakol Nieb Dvaro, that everything becomes with His speech, just imagine Hashem speaking the world into creation. Use this moment to not feel entitled to this food, but to feel genuine amazement and gratitude. Let's scream out together, wow, Hashem, thank you for giving me this Halig Isis made of delicious fruit and a lot of sugar. Take a deep breath. I'm going to say it slowly and singy, but with a lot of kavana. Talk about that. But how do we mamish get to a place of feeling that inside, of walking around with a smile, of feeling joyous and not getting angry when things go wrong? Because the essence of anger is
feeling like I deserve this. How could they do that to me? The essence of sadness is feeling like I deserve better. So we know the essence of religion is to not feel entitled. Manhu is a gift. But how do we get to that place? It's a deep concept, and I don't know if I have all the answers, and I'd love to discuss Bezrat Hashem with everyone if you have any more ideas. When I was thinking about this tonight, I thought of two ideas. Idea number one, like the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tachanon is linked to Shmon Esrei. You can't talk no matter what. They have to be placed together. In other words, the essence of understanding the lack of entitlement is to understand the message of the Shmon Esrei. In other words, if I'm truly internalizing the concept, Baruch Atah Hashem, Choy Nin Hadas, I really mean it. I mean, wow, God actually gives me wisdom. So I won't feel arrogant. I'm so smart because I thought of the Chiddush. This is all Hashem. And if I'm truly internalizing the fact, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofech Olei Amo Yisrael, if I really understand that health is a gift from Hashem, so I'll walk around so appreciative of my health. Mom is feeling like I'm a trillionaire because I'm healthy. And if, God forbid, I feel a little sick, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're the source of health. God gives, God can give away. Truly internalizing Barech Aleinu, I feel like all food is truly a gift. I'm truly internalizing this idea that God is the source of everything, that Inod Milvado, then I can truly get to this place of Tachanun, of it being a free gift. So idea number one as to how to internalize this concept of everything being a gift, of being everything being a surprise, of everything being amazing, is to internalize the ideas of Shmoneh Esrei, to really feel that God is the source of everything. This is a one practical way to bring this into our lives. And if that doesn't do it for you, so just one idea that Esther taught us. Esther of Indra grew up in a land where there was not much Judaism in India, but she said that her family had a practice. Every morning, before they had breakfast, they would learn a little bit of Torah, and then they would, before they ate the food in front of them, they would say, "Please, Hashem, I'm begging you, can I please have some salad? And maybe even a little cornflake." They probably didn't have that in India, but you know what I'm saying? And then they'd open their eyes, and without any entitlement, with true gratitude, they'd say, "Oh my gosh, Hashem, I have this delicious Indian vegetarian cornflake." What a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we say it in our own words, which is what brachot really are meant to be, it's just that, you know, we didn't know Hebrew, so we had to make set brachos. That's why if we say it in our own words, we're getting the essence of a bracha. Of recognizing that we don't deserve anything, that everything's a gift. So now that we got the two concepts, I want us to do a little bit of an experiment. We're going to do a little bit of tachanun by ourselves right here and now. I know it's Marev, it's nighttime. Don't tell the other rabbi. No, I'm just joking. We know that originally Tachanun was not a set tefillah. It was a reshut, it was from our heart. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying Rachum Nachanunun Chatati, whatever. He was saying what was on his heart. And so, for the next 3 minutes, I'm not going to make us all go on the floor, because we don't do that nowadays, and the Rizal might be mad at me. But at least with our left hand on the table,
I want us to really just have a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. To just talk to him in our own language. You could just talk to him about what you're lacking, or something you need, or something you want, or something great that happened to you today. But the essence is just to talk to him like he's your friend, and like you're not entitled to anything. You're all enjoying your schmoozes with Hashem. Some of us might have been a little hard, but Rabbi Nachman teaches, and we know it's so true, he put it to talking to Hashem, telling Hashem your story is the only real way to get close to him, to gain clarity in our lives. So I bless us all to take those 2 minutes every day, beyond the set text, beyond the Shmona Esrei, and just be real with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be real with ourselves. Be true to our essence. And I want to just teach one idea I forgot to express before we sing a song. You see, we all have this ani, and the ani is the me. But as we spoke about last week, the truth is, Einod Milvado. Einod Milvado. There is nothing except Hashem. There's nothing except Hashem. And when we really internalize this, that Ani turns into an Ayin. Aleph Yud Nun. And when there's ayin, there's no place for arrogance. There's no place for ego. There's no place for anger, and there's no place for sadness. And when things get frustrating or sad, we realize it doesn't matter, we're just part of Hashem. We're just becoming, and the anger just dissipates. Bless us all to tachanans of bittul hayesh, annullifying all of those challenges in our life. I bless us all to truly feel the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Ah!
talking about the concept of being true to ourselves, of being talking to Hashem, of being real, which we all struggle with so much. All the time Hashem's giving us signs. The question is, are we listening? So Rav Shlomo loves to tell the story about the one real Jew, the one real Jew in the town of Kutz. Now, what does it mean to be a real Jew? It doesn't mean someone who davened along Shmona Esrei. A real Jew is not someone who shtags all day in the base, although that's gewalt. But no, one time the Kutzki could smell a real Jew, and he saw this yid. Oh, that's a real Jew. He went to the Tish, and every year he was celebrating the time he became a real Jew. So how did it happen? You see, his name was Maishala. And Maishala, like all of Rav Shlomo's characters, was dirt poor. Maishala was a water carrier, and he didn't make so much money. But after Mariv was over, every day he would go to the Aron HaKodesh, and he would daven Hashem, maybe one day you could make me rich. Just give me 500 rubles. Enough to buy me 5,000 iced coffee. And for years he would do this, he would schmooze with Hashem, but it never really worked. Until one day, he goes to the Aron. He didn't really even believe it. His wife and him would be poor forever. But he put in his tefillah, because that's just what he did. And guess what? He looked behind him, what did he see? 500 rubles. Give out. All these years he was talking to Hashem, he was really listening. The whole heavens had split before him. He was ecstatic. He danced his way home. He danced with 10 random people. He was singing and dancing. I can't believe Hashem heard my tefillah. Give out. And he's singing with his kids. Ain't it good to be a yid? Hashem's so good. It's really true. All that revering stuff about actualizing yourself, I don't know, but Hashem heard my tefillah. Give out. And then there's a knock at the door. And it's Hanalah, the widow. And she looks sad. What's wrong, Hanalah? She said, didn't you hear? I was in shul and I lost all my money, my 500 rubles. I left it somewhere. Have you heard of anyone who found my money? And he said, I can't believe it. How could you be so cruel to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm not giving it back. And close the door and says, I haven't heard anything about it. Chas v'shulam, get away from me. And he says, Hashem, that's my money. Don't even think about it. No. How could you put me through this test? What a kind of God are you? I don't believe it. And that night he goes to bed. And he's tossing and turning. And he's just thinking about poor Hanalah. And he can't do it. And he says, I'm not doing this for you, God. I'm doing it for Hanalah. And he walks out with his 500 rubles. And his heart's already melting. And he bittles his yesh. And he gives the money back to Hanalah. And the story doesn't end that he became rich. But the simcha, the joy that he felt at that moment of bittul, of being true to himself, of being a real Jew, it lasted his entire lifetime. The joy of being who you really are. He never forgot it. It's a taste of Olam Haba. So I bless us all every Shachris and Mincha when we say Tachna. To be real Yidden, to be real with Hashem, to connect to our true self. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Shabbos, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. We don't say tachanun.